Known as the People's Pope because of his non-traditional papacy, he made history with a long-awaited apology. Francis died of a stroke on Monday, the day after his last public appearance on Easter Sunday. He was 88. And he left behind a legacy that will be long remembered by Canada's native people. He made the historic apology before an Indigenous delegation that traveled to Rome in April of 2022.
I'm in Rome speaking directly to the Holy Father, the most powerful voice in the Catholic Church. I was just about overwhelmed, let me tell you.
Former National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations, Phil Fontaine, was there as part of the delegation.
Pope Francis' relationship with Indigenous peoples is profound because he is the first pope to ever apologize for the Church's wrongdoing with our peoples. And more importantly, he asked for forgiveness for all of the Church's failures.
Canada's Indigenous leaders had been asking for a papal apology for decades. Members of that delegation described the physical, emotional, and sexual abuse that took place at the residential schools, which were funded by the Canadian government and run by churches. There was also malnourishment, neglect, the loss of culture, and forced assimilation at the schools which operated for more than a century. The Pope also denounced the doctrine of discovery, a church declaration that lands being colonized belonged to no one, justifying that Indigenous lands could be seized. He also said what the Indigenous people in Canada experienced was genocide. Many also praised Pope Francis for coming to Canada 6 months later, despite being in poor health. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.